Blog Talk Radio. Every once in a while, I will read those to you.
sheep, but not today. I want to get the other things that I should read and that is on my mind. I want you to know that Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. I want your sheep to know that. You know, Constantine started that, going to church on a Sunday. And he was wrong. He changed the Bible. We don't have to do everything that the Bible says. Well, we should do it, but we don't have to go to Sunday to church. And our Father has stopped that. Right now, no churches are observing Fridays because of the virus that's going around and is spreading and killing you. You should not be among, you need to wear your mask up. The governor in Michigan is right, in my view, by telling us to mask up. Put your mask on. It will possibly save your life. Now, many people have computers and notebooks and electronic gadgets. Some older people have those too, but I choose not to have those. Right now, I prefer the pen and the pencil. Besides, I don't like learning too much nowadays that I am older. Have you turned your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 63? That's where I'm going to start reading from today. Although, let's see. Hold on a moment. I had wanted to mention to you to read John chapter 14, verses 1, and then again, verses 1 and 15, where it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Now, I guess I was really troubled, and my father gave me that about maybe 20 years ago, and I was troubled. Now, the next thing I want you to remember is chapter 14 of John, verse 15, where it says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And I know that most of you don't do that. You don't even look at what his commandment says. And every once in a while, I will read his commandments to you all because I want to keep his commandments. I love the Lord, so I want to keep his commandments. And the devil always finds something to do, bother me. I just shake my head. I hope I have on the whole armor of God, because the devil attacks me every chance he gets. I want you sheep to know that I have learned from watching YouTube. I don't know how truthful it is, but am going to tell you all, and I should not gossip. Do not take whatever it is that the government comes up for the virus that's going around. Don't take it. It will. They may not tell you the truth about what's in it, and you should not take it, especially us black folks, because you remember they had an experiment down in Alabama or someplace down there. It could have been in Georgia. I have forgotten that. But they were experimenting, like letting those black men go with a germ, whatever. They are not good people. And if you read the Bible, you will find it out for yourself. We are the His chosen one. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, it will tell you that we are His chosen ones. And a lot of times there will be someone to come on the media or television and say something different, but we are the chosen one, and they kept that from us. When I say they, I mean the white people. They are in rule. They kept that from us. And I only learned that when I started reading the Bible, because, and I had been in church, my pastor never, I don't remember pastors, because I have had, I think, four pastors, and none of them have told me that we are the chosen people. Again, that's in Deuteronomy chapter, and it's spelled, Deuteronomy is spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6. You can also find out other things in the book of Deuteronomy. You can read chapter 11 tells you not to eat certain foods, and we are not to do that. It tells you also some of the things that has been passed by this Congress. You are not supposed to do that. Men are not supposed to be with men nor women. Our Congress has passed that they can do that. You cannot do that. You are a children of God. You're not supposed to do that. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 63. And pick up from reading there. I read 2 Samuel to you long ago. That's showing chapter 21. That's been read. So today I am going to read to you from 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 63, and read as much as I can until it's time for my show to end. Let's read Kings chapter 8, verse 63. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings. He offered unto the Lord 22,000 and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. Verse 64. The same day did the king hallow the middle of the court. We know that hallow means make holy. The middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the present grazing altar that was before the Lord was too little to receive the burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offerings. And at that time, Solomon held a feast, and all the Israelites, let me read verse 65 again. And time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, and a great congregation from the entering of Hamath unto the river of Egypt before the Lord 7 days and 7 nights, even 14 days. On the 8th day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king, and he went unto their tents. Let me read that again. And went into their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord had done for David, his servant Israel, his people. Now, the black folks, if you're listening, I am telling you that we are the children of Israel. It doesn't matter what other people are saying. We are the true children of Israel. Read Revelation chapter 2 and 9, as well as Revelation 3 and 9, where it says that our Father knows our works. And those people who are saying that they are Jews, they are not. They are the children of Satan. So that's what I want you sheep to know. And I'm telling you the truth. I'm not going to turn them out. Again, jot down Revelation 2 and 9, as well as Revelation 3 and 9. And when that's chapter 3, verse 9, as well as chapter 2, verse 9. And that's why I say 3 and 9, or 2 and 9. Let's read now chapter 9 of 1 Kings. Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house, and called Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do. And the Lord appeared to Solomon a second time, as he appeared unto him in Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever. And mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. That word means everlasting or forever, a long time. And if thou walk before me, as David thy father walked, in integrity and of heart, in the uprightness, to do according to all that I command thee, and thou keep my statutes and my judgments, I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever. I promise David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. That's making me think. Does the king of the queen of England have his throne? I read that James, King James, was a he was from Judah. He was a Judahite. That means that king to me, that means that is she related to us? I wonder about that, because we should have that kingship forever. I wonder, let me read what it just said. Then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever. So, is she a part of us or not? What's going on there? I mean, the white folks have lied about so much on the Bible. They could not be telling us the truth there. Let me read verse 5 again so that you could read it for yourself. Then the king will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail there a man upon the king of Israel. That may be true. We come in different colors. Verse 6, but if ye shall following me, ye or your children will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them in this house. So maybe not. He, Israel, out of the land which he had given us in his house, which I have hallowed for my name, and I cast out my sight, the Israel. I need to read verse 7 again because I'm not doing a good job. Let me read it. Father, bless me to read it good enough for you, as well as me. Verse 7, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them. And this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And that has been true. So maybe he did cast his house too, because he has cast us out of his land, and he sent us to the United States, as well as some of the other people went to different parts of the world. But we, the house of Judah, he sent to the United States. And, excuse me, I'm having to bet. Ask your pastors to do some research and find that out. And maybe when you all go back to church, they will tell you this. Start preaching what's in the Bible and what is right for the Lord. You know, many years he told me, he came to me in a dream and told me to feed his sheep. And I thought it was wrong. I went around asking people. And some people didn't know. Most of them didn't know. But one person said to me, if the Lord told you to do that, then you better do that. And that was my sister's husband, who is a preacher. And his church is closed, has been closed for the last few weeks. And he was right and told Mother Ward that. And before Mother Ward passed along, she said to me, well, if God told me to do that, you better do it. And she pointed her finger at me like, you better do it. And I did it. I contacted this radio station who gave me the opportunity to start this program. And it lasted for 33 months. But I am so thankful for them to give me this opportunity. Then I came to Blog Talk Radio. 3 months after that, I was so afraid to come that I missed my first date that I was supposed to appear on the talk radio show. But that they have helped me develop, and I'm getting better. I think it's stronger too. And if I say something wrong, I probably will not say it. Thing wrong. Whatever I say was meant to be said, because I'm reading from the Bible. Let me start at verse 8. And at this house which is high, everyone that passes by shall be astonished and shall hiss and shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and to this house? You know, the house that Solomon made, and it was built over again. Well, it was destroyed, I can tell you that. Verse 9, and they shall answer, because he forsook the Lord thy God, and to forsake means to abandon the Lord thy God among words, many words. Pasuk means to abandon or leave, to leave or not follow. Their God who brought them forth, their fathers, out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon the other gods and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore have he brought upon them all this evil. And it came to pass 20 years when Solomon had built to two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had finished Solomon's with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold according to desire. And the king Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came up from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, "What cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother?" And he called them the land of Baal, that's spelled C-A-B-U-L, unto this day. Excuse me, I just have it to belch. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. And I should have looked that up, but I did not. You can look it up to show yourself approved too. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised to build the house of the Lord in his own house. Millo, that's M-I-L-L-O, and the walls of Jerusalem, and Hazor, that's spelled H-A-Z-O-R, and Megiddo, and Gear. Gear is spelled G-E-Z-E-R, for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gera and burned it with fire and slain the Canaanites and dwelt in the city and given it for a present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. Solomon's wife was the king of Egypt's daughter. And Solomon built Gera in Beth Haran. Beth Haran is spelled B-E-T-H hyphen H-O-R-O-N. The nether, and that's spelled N-E-T-H-E-R, and Baalath, that's spelled B-A-A-L-A-T-H, the Tedar, and Tedar, that's spelled T-A-D-A-R. D-M-O-R, in the wilderness, in the land, and all the cities of store that Solomon had, and the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horses, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion, and all the people that were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Havites, and Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able to utterly to destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. I didn't remember that he levied a tribute unto those children unto this day that were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, the Jebusites. He levied a tribute unto this day. Verse 22, but the children of Israel, Solomon made no bondmen, but they were men of war, his servants and his princes, and his captains and rulers of his chariots and his horsemen. These were the chief of officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people and wrought their work. Verse 24. But Pharaoh's daughter came upon the city of David unto her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then he built Millo, that's M-I-L-L-O, and three times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built unto the Lord. And he built incense, and he burnt incense on the altar that was before the Lord. So Solomon finished his house, and King Solomon made a navy ship. Oh, let me read that again. Verse 26, and King Solomon made a navy of ships. Ezra, Geba. Let me spell that for you, see. That is spelled E-Z-I-O-N hyphen G-E-B-E-R, which is beside Elo. Elo, that's spelled E-L-O-T-H, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen, and had knowledge of the sea, and with his servant Solomon. And they came to Ophir and fetched from this gold 420 talents and brought it to King Solomon. That ends the reading of chapter 9. Now, see, I want you to read chapter 10 as well as 11 if you can. That will be your assignment. Let me have closing word of prayer before I go, and I will go. Father in heaven, thank you for saving us, your lost sheep, and giving us the knowledge that we are the children of Israel, and that those people are not the children, that are the children of Satan, saying that they are us when we are the children of Israel. Father, thank you so much for finding us and redeeming us and keeping us and bringing us this hell home that we have been in. And I call it a hell home because everything that in the Bible, even as far as women should not wear that which pertaineth to a man, they say that women can wear pants. Thank you, Father, for bringing us out of this hell, I call it a hell home. As in, thank you. In your Jewish name, I say this prayer. And many people, built in again, think that Yeshua is Jesus Christ. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be with you sheep on Saturday, this Saturday. Also, I want you sheep to go and purchase this song, High and Lift Up, High and Lifted Up by my nephew. He and his college friend produced it.
Father,
you can tell on the album, on the
help your children.
They are educated.
And don't let them fall.
Of the road. I ask you to go there and purchase the record as well as from iTunes and
to love one another.
The record should not cost you.
That heaven might find a place in their heart.
For listening to me. I really appreciate
Jesus.
He really does.
And I know
down.